You are listening to Mucho Radio. I am Marat Naimana, your Impact Show host and Black Diplomats Academy alumni. Our guest is Ayjuka Evaline, the CEO of Stand Up Africa. Stand Up Africa addresses critical gaps in exposure, opportunity, and mentorship. It is preparing African professionals. Our guest is inviting you to Uganda and share about the Africans Giants program. Ayjuka Evaline will be bringing the perspective of the African diaspora and young leaders to the Global Diplomacy Summit 2026, which is organized by ODE, the Organization for Economic Development and Diplomacy, as well as the BDA, Black Diplomats Academy, and this will be taking place in Toronto from March 27th to the 28th. Without further ado, welcome Ayjuka Evaline to Mucho Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Evelyn Ayjuka. And if you want to pronounce my name right, just sound French. I always say just sound French on the jou. That way you just say Ayjuka. Yes, it means God remembers. I am the CEO for Standout Africa. And it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Please invite our listeners to Uganda. And what are the things that you are missing from your home country?
Oh, I miss matoke. Matoke is green bananas, but don't mistake it for the yellow bananas or no. It stays green and you peel it and it's called matoke. Just go and Google it. I miss it so much. We have it here in Toronto. We have it here in Canada, in most of the African stores, but it's not the same. This is frozen. I would want to see it, pick it from the banana plantations, but it's well. There's still ways that we're able to test bits and bits of home, even when we're here. Uganda is amazing. The beautiful weather, it's tropical all year. I don't have to shovel snow off my car. So all of that, but it's amazing. I am still grateful that Canada is home as well. There's ups, there's downs, but I'm grateful all around. Uganda, I know I'm biased, and I probably should bias you to book that ticket to go to Uganda. I am telling you, if your vacation bucket list does not have Uganda, it does not have East Africa, you need to be able to go to actually book a vacation for, you know, East Africa. Go to Uganda, go to Kenya, go to Burundi, go to Rwanda, go to Tanzania, go to those places, and you will know why I'm saying that. You will not see a place that has fresh food. We grow our own food. Right there, it's the freshest. The pineapples, do not forget to taste the pineapples. They're not like any pineapples you've ever tasted. You know, the coffee, and I know Canada is big on coffee, and I'm glad that we have, in May, we had an opportunity, Standout hosted the deputy minister, and we were talking about the Africa trade, you know, and I'm excited to see how Africa partners with Canada, you know, trade-wise. Because there's already so much we're doing there. There's coffee, there's all of that we can be able to, you know, export over here, maybe do some value addition and bring over here. And not just that, just go and see, just book a safari in Uganda and you see those lions, see those rhinos, you know, go see the River Nile, go see Lake Victoria, go see the people. Actually, it's the people. You see how it's very hard for you to have a conversation on the TTC or maybe anywhere. It will be different in Uganda. People will genuinely say hello to you. People will genuinely want to help people because it's a community. We look at each other as a community. That's actually one of the things that shocked me when I moved over here. Because then, you mean I will meet you in the elevator and I will not say hello? What do you mean? I am always saying good morning. How was your day? Because that's how I know. That's how I was brought up. That's who we are as a people. So you need to go and see those people. You need to go and test a Ugandan Rolex. And it's not the watch. No, it's not the watch. It's chapati rolled in eggs. You need to go and test that Rolex. When you have tested that Rolex, you can come and we can compare notes. But please put Africa, put Uganda on your bucket list because you will have a great time. You will have, don't even believe any stereotypes you read because it's very different when you get there. It's very, very different. And you're going to have a great time. You're going to enjoy the culture. You're going to enjoy the foods. You know, you're going to have a great time. And the nightlife, those who like to party, you know a great party starts from East Africa. So go to Uganda, please. Go to Uganda and have a great time.
What has been your journey like from Uganda to Canada?
So growing up as a young girl, I knew for sure that I knew that I was a little different. I was the kind that would notice challenges in a community. I would be the kind that people would come to, what do you think, Evelyn? What do you think we can do? What are your thoughts around that? So even in my small body or as a young girl, I was usually like an opinionated person. I was usually like an opinion leader. If you're picking 2-3 people to give you a thought about something, I would be among those people. And all of that grew into my passion for student leadership. I was the president of all first-year students at university. Imagine you, a young girl, being a president of all the first years in the university. And the whole university actually voted for me at the time. And that showed me that, okay, what I'm doing, even when I'm doing it in a non-elected position, there's more. And from there, I'm running for guild speaker. I'm speaking for the whole university at the time. And then the National Youth Councils, the student body at national level, we're representing the students. We're representing, I sat as a board member for the student, just to see how we ratify education that's fit for the 21st century. And then I'm advising on the East African Youth Councils and then East African, African Union Advisory Board. For me, it's just knowing that I can make a difference. I can use my voice to make a difference. I can use my thoughts, my experience, my lived-in experience as a young girl that grew up in Uganda, that grew up in Africa, just to use all of that I've seen to sort of channel discourse towards solutions. And they don't even have to be solutions that we're seeking from away. No, we have the solutions within us. Just a simple roundtable discussion of us just being honest with ourselves. This is where the problem is. This is what we have. These are the resources that are available to us. What can we do? So this is how Standout comes into play. It actually started in 2016 when I wrote my first book, and it's called Standout. It's on Amazon, actually. And from then I said, okay, we do book clubs in schools. And in that moment, for me, it was just telling the younger girls, the younger people that didn't have the confidence that I probably had at the time, to say, hey, these spaces, because all those spaces of leadership I was in, most likely I was like the first female in those positions. And it was like a challenge for me. I'm like, there's more that can be done. So all of that, me realizing there's more spaces that female young girls could aspire to take, realizing the impact, and even in my small position, the impact we're able to do. Now Standout Africa comes into play. We do some community activities. Now, when I come to Canada, I realized that, oh my God, all the experience that I've had was leading me to a point like this. Because I come here, I already have an MBA, I already have oil and gas, actually have an oil and gas master's, but guess what? My first job was a cleaning job. And every time I'd be done with that cleaning, I'd be like, but Evelyn, you are more than this. You can do more than this. You just need to find your voice. Everyone I talk to, no, that's Canada for you. Just get something to get along. Just find something to just put money in your pockets. But every time I went to bed, I know that I'm not meant to just be ordinary. I am always standing out wherever I go. I'm like, you have all those ideas back home. Those ideas have not left you. What makes you think they've frozen because you've come to, you know, to a cold country? So I'm telling you, I sit down, I'm like, no, I am going to register Standout Africa here. It's registered in Uganda. I'm going to register it here because we had programs in East Africa. We had programs in the western part of Africa. I'm like, no, I'm going to register it here. I register it and we start off. Just a few of my friends, they have issues with their resumes. They have a job. They want to pick my brain. And people that just knew me from just conversations, they're like, I think, can you just covered it. Just take a look at my resume. Just take a look at this job. Do you think I've put everything? You know, overtime, it's like a discussion. Overtime, I create a group for us to have these conversations. And then I realized every job that I have dared to, apply for, I've got it because I already have the qualifications within me. It's just a little bit of a mindset shift. It's a little bit of daring. It's a little bit of getting out of that's been, you know, sitting on your shoulders and putting you in a mood that you're typically not. Just remember who you were before you came here, and that is where you start. So Standout Africa comes to just empower professionals here, young professionals here, to say, hey, you used to be this and you can still do this. How can we help? So that's how we're here. That's how we're able to do some of the programs we're doing and daring to just not be ordinary African immigrants in Canada, but, you know, standing out in all our different professions. Standout operations live beyond me. It's an establishment that has people even when I'm not there. It's an establishment. When I'm doing something, I want to look at the sustainability. I want to look at how it survives beyond me, Ayizuka. How does it survive beyond my presence? Some of the programs that we have running have focal people that were part of the groups, that were part of the book clubs that we did, that were part of, that have already advanced in their different fields and can come and bring their expertise and feed into what we have. So, for example, if it's I know we have a good partnership for reproductive health because it's a very important issue for young girls. So we have a focal point, that a focal person that is an expert in that field that runs that program with or without me. So it sort of gives me an opportunity to say, who can I bring on as a partner for some of those programs that we have? So I'm glad that I'm in a space, I'm here, that it gives me a different exposure. It gives me access to different resources, different partners that I could bring in to support some of the programs that we have going on in Africa. So I'm very, very excited that they're able to, and I'm grateful to the team that they're able to sustain it beyond just me. It means it's work that's very meaningful and impactful in the community.
For our very first question, what is the African Giants and Canada Fellowship Program?
It's a program that we have rolled out this year, and it's called the African Giants in Canada Fellowship. Now, Standout Africa, we're here to empower each other. We're here to empower us, and my heart, the hugest heart, goes for the Africans in the diaspora, for us or for me. My heart is knowing what we can offer, knowing what we used to offer back home, knowing that it's not any different here, but not being given an opportunity to put it, to translate what you have into something valuable here. Now, it doesn't come, for me, I've sort of broken it down into just like, what's limiting us? What's limiting you as a young lawyer or as a manager, as a bank manager back home? What's limiting? What are those issues that are limiting you from doing what you used to do when you come here? Sometimes it's just fear. Sometimes it's just the lack of confidence. Sometimes it's just the culture shock. Sometimes it's all of that. So for us, the African giants, because you're already a giant. You're already a giant in Africa. Most of you are giants. You have homes, you have legacies, you have all of that. You're already a giant, and now you're in Canada. So this program is empowering African-born, African-educated. You studied there, you were born there, and you finally immigrated here for whatever reason. As long as you're here and you studied there and you were born there, this is the program for you. Now, we have 54 fellows to represent our 54 beautiful African countries per cohort. For us, we're going to be doing 2 cohorts per year. And just to make sure, for me, any opportunity that is within municipal, that is within provincial, that is within federal, I want us to be able to know about it. And we have curated speakers, we've created people. We have a huge network of people that are already there and are willing to share some of these nuggets. And that's what we want to avail to our people, to the people that qualify for this program. Now, career advancement through mentorship, skill building, and not just projects, not anything that you've had, because I understand what it means, because I have been there, because the same system has dealt with me the same way it has dealt with you. I know that my mentorship or our program is not just any program. It touches exactly where we have issues. Now, we had an event in May on Africa Day, and we were so lucky that we were so privileged to have I think we had over 30 African heads of missions. Now, a program that brings 54 African giants, and we already have good relationships, or let's say a good working relationship with the African heads of mission, to the point that they attended our event, they are going to be some of those we're going to invite to come and speak to the people, to come and sort of point some of the opportunities, some of the gaps, to just empower, because you know what, at this point, they probably have something you don't have. And as long as someone can connect you to another one, that's it. And some of, when we are done with these programs and we've officially wrapped it up at the event, the Standout Africa Day event, it's always annual. That's when we do the official unveiling. Hey, congratulations, you moved on to the next one. And then we want to stand, it's not just a program. We want to stay with you up until, we want to be able to, as you start this program, we want you to map where you want to be. What did you used to do, for example? If you used to be a manager and you want to be a manager here, we want you to mark where you want to work. Let's work with you towards adjusting your resume to meet the Canadian standard, to give you a Canadian mentor that understands where you're coming from and give you a project that you can work with, give you a challenge that you can face through this whole time, and in a very guided way, ensure that you, at the end of this program, even if you have not got to a point where you're more confident to apply for opportunities within your field, or at least you have more knowledge on where to get more support, maybe more trainings, maybe more, you know, certifications to get exactly where you need to be. And then right after that, if you need us to write a personalized recommendation, we're going to be able to do that, because we have seen and attested to your work. We've seen your capstone project at the end of the day, and we're here for you. We want to make sure that we are able to stand with you. And it's a 6-month program, and it's a weekend, because I know people have to work, and that's okay. Make the money, but over the weekend, we come to the fireplace discussions. Just like we do it in Africa, we put our brains together. And at that point, you can be vulnerable and say, hey, this is where I'm struggling. This is what the problem, this is where it is. Now we can come and say, okay, this is your mentor. This is your mentor. And we have all that information because somebody applies and they put all of that. So we know who we have. We have curated the speakers depending on the needs we are seeing. And we are hell bent on making sure that at least we break the ceiling, at least we push our own in those same areas that they have expertise in. That way the Canadian system, the Canadian government can earn taxes from us, because we're here. Let's build this economy, but in places where we are most appreciated, not underemployed. Because we know we've seen doctors that have just said, you know what, I'm just going to drive my Uber, and that's okay. It's okay to drive an Uber, but what if it was also possible for you to do your medicine, but also pick, you know, go drive your Uber whenever you can? And that's what we want to do. So that's pretty much what the program is about, and we just want to challenge us. We just want to be able to strengthen a Canadian workforce through this global talent from Africa, because we know what we can offer, and we're going to show you what we can offer, and we're going to expand on these professional networks. We're going to enhance our leadership and sector expertise and showcase all of this in those different departments that we have gone to. So yeah, this program is online. And the beauty with Canada is that we all have internet, at least everyone has internet in their house. And it's conveniently going to be done over the weekend. So if you have school, you have your other commitments, you have work, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed time through the week to do what you need to do. And on Saturday, we come to a fireplace discussion. And for me, I'm excited that most of the places have like a 1 hour, you know, difference. You're just an hour away from me. Some places are 2 hours, some places are this. All we need to do, all we did, is to have a time that sort of works with each, you know, to sort of balance the people that, and we already know where there's the 54 fellows of the cohort, where they stay, and we already know what accommodations we need to be able to do. So all of that is factored in. For me, as long as you know that in your heart, you're convinced that you're not comfortable with underemployment, you're not comfortable with you not being appreciated for the talent that you know you have, as long as you know you share the same fire that I have to show or to showcase what African giants can do here in Canada. And if you're Black, if you're African, if you know where we come from and how people are hardworking and how people put in their work and put on all this, I know that for sure I share the same passion with every African immigrant here when I say that when we're given a task, when we're given an opportunity, we really, really do it with our, you know, the best of our knowledge. So we have curated all of this, we have factored in all of these things. And yes, it would be nice to come to Nova Scotia. It would be nice to go to all these places. And I've actually traveled quite a while in to different places here in Canada. I was in Thunder Bay, I just returned today. Yeah, so it's beautiful to see all these different places. I want to come. I am probably just going to just book a flight and come. So, and hopefully as we get more partners on board, maybe towards the end of the fellowship, we can see how to have one convergency place for everybody to have, you know, a one-on-one kind of experience and just, you know, mingle and network in a more, you know, personal way. And then just, because there's more when you meet someone. So yeah, we want to work towards that. But for now, this is where we begin. And we're excited to see what this means. We're excited to see what kind of partnerships it attracts. We're excited to see how African giants can thrive in Canada. Well, a lot is in, all I can say is that just go on our socials and follow us. There's so many of you that followed us on LinkedIn from the time the program came, and we really, really appreciate that. Just go and follow us, Standout Africa, look for us on LinkedIn, and just be in position to receive any communication that we have. We always post it there. And for now, we are fully immersed in this program. And the first cohort is for the volunteers. I've had people that have worked with me, believed in this fire, delivered on Africa Day in May, delivered, you know, they've been there. And I know that they're all young professionals here in Canada. So the first cohort is dedicated to them. The second one is the one that's going to be open to the public. So I felt that we needed to give it to our own, to empower our own first, to pour into our own as a way to appreciate them for all the work they do with Standout, and then extend it to the rest, because I know that it's the same volunteers, it's the same team that will continue to spread the word. As long as they're empowered, every other person is gonna, it's gonna be a ripple effect. So we're counting on that. And obviously the annual Africa Day celebration, that always happens in May. So we are obviously going to do that, but everything that we do, any programs, even if there's any program, maybe in the rest of Africa, whatever program they're doing over there, we will always post it there. And if you are a partner, if you can partner, if you know there's something that you can bring on board, We want you. The same way you reached out to me and said, hey, I've seen your works. Can I host you on my radio? Is the same way we need to have people saying, hey, I've seen your program. You know what? I can pull this kind of funding. You know what? I can do this. People that have the fire are there. People that can do the work are there. If you know you have a resource that you can pull into this, we're here. We want to work. And I want to appreciate you for the platform that you're doing, the platform that you have poured into. You were saying I have passion. Look at you. You're smiling from ear to ear. You have, I'm seeing the fire over there. You're an African giant. You're an African giant.
Do you think that building a Black radio in Canada to tell our stories our way and learn from one another is important?
Absolutely. And I am so glad that we have visionaries that see a niche in society and create opportunities that create those niches. And respectfully, even when we have media, mainstream media, that generally will deliver information, deliver news, deliver all of this, it's not going to address my specific needs. It's not going to address my specific culture. It's not going to capture some of those things. Sometimes you're hosted on a program and your accent is too thick to be considered for airing. But you know what? So I can't just have my Ugandan accent here. I can just have my Zimbabwean accent here. I can, as long as I have something to pass along, this is a safe space. So for me, I am very, very happy when I see Africans, when I see Black people, you know, rising to the occasion and creating these spaces that answer our need, that elevate our need, that speak about some of the works that our people are greatly pouring into. So thank you to you and the team that you have going on there. I know that it probably didn't come easy because everything we've had to do here has is not so easy. But yeah, kudos to you. Well done. And I'm really, really glad you reached out. I'm glad that we had this conversation. And I'm hoping that we can continue to create as much impact. And everyone, if you're there and you have something, a fire within you, bring it out. Let's all burn. Let's just all burn and bring this fire out.
Can you please teach us a few words in your language?
So there's so many languages in Uganda. And I come from the western part of Uganda. And but I know that the central language is generally spoken, the Luganda. So I'm torn between speaking that. And I also know that Swahili is the second official language. So I'm like, which one do I? Okay, so I'm going to say it in two ways. I'm going to say it in my personal local language, and I'll say it in Luganda because I know it's widely spoken. So how are you? And thank you for coming. Agandi, oh my God. I don't think my people are excited about that. So the Runyankore version would be Agandi msibremta mwebare kuija, and the Luganda version would be mujebare kobasebo nebanyabo mwebare kuja mwebare kuuliriza radio no mwebare kuja mwebare jetalira mwebare nyo. Initiatives like this just have a very special place in my heart. The more we can tell people about our culture, the more we can tell people about our what makes us special and what we bring to the Canadian workforce, you know, that's for me is the beginning of earning our space in society, earning our space on the table to discuss matters of importance. It's our time to have our voices embedded in the policies that the policymakers are making. So for me, I'm excited for spaces like this. Yeah.
Thank you, Aijika Evaline, for bringing Uganda to our listeners and your warmful messages. For more stories on Mucho, the Black radio in Canada, visit muchoradio.com.